What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spellman here today with another one from Independent. The family that got rich off of slavery launches 1 million guarantee income project. A group of 12 survivors of police abuse and discrimination began receiving 1,000 payments this week as part of a first in the nation program provide a guarantee income to victims of law enforcement racism. The programming, which provides a group 1,000 month payments for a year, was founded via a $1 million donation from Leroy Grace Close in South Carolina, who descended from a prominent member of slave trade whose family then established a large textile fortune. For 30 years, our great-great-grandfather, John Springs III, would travel annually to Maryland to Virginia to purchase 40 human beings at a time, separating them, their families, and marching them from the South in chains, ropes, and clothes, wrote in a recent Newsweek opened about the project. For us, benefits slavery have not ended. They are very real part of our day-to-day lives. Institutional slavery allows the high income without having to work. It allows luxury feeling secure in our lives, they added. In contrast, the descendants of the people owned by the ancestors have the opposite experience, meaning experience poverty, all experience structural racism, especially those in the South. The initiative targets individuals who have personally experienced racist policing. The descendants from deeper history of slavery in America, according to American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana, a partner of the project. Guarantees include the multiple Louisiana women who received excessive treatment from the police. One was probably arrested in 2020 in Cantina, Louisiana, after complaining that attendants at a courthouse weren't observing COVID guidelines. Another woman in Jefferson Parish was searched and intimidated by police that same year by officers who did not have a warrant. The Guarantee Income Project, which also comes from Option Counseling, Career Support, Financial Literacy Courses, part of the Louisiana ACLU's Truth and Reconciliation Project, a project studying ways to transfer wealth from descendants of enslavers to those impressed by vindicates of slavery. The excitement around the program launched in truly infectious method department. Truth and Reconciliation Project Manager said is a statement. Witness the transformative power it holds that resilience ignites within participants to continue dreaming and just inspiring, but a testament the importance of initiatives that like this one of the edge of historical harm through radical redistribution of resources. From the news to politics, travel, to sport, culture, karma, the Independent has hosts free newsletters to suit interest to find the source who want to read more in your inbox. That's very interesting, people. Very interesting. But let's go into the comments, see what's their point of view in the comments. One user says, well, my ancestors on both sides fought in the North and Civil War, so my bill is paid. Don't put your hands on me for anything. What a white world. What about black slave owners? And now, isn't this interesting? And then another one says, why don't they just do an ancestry and help their direct family that were affected? I'm sure if they do a DNA test, they will find their devoted ancestor was doing more than just trips and marching. A few of 100% of British ancestry family members on Ancestry were surprised to find out that to have a great-great-grandfather in common, and we all from the same region in North Carolina. Okay, well, I think reparations is a lot sooner than we think. I think it's going to happen, whether the people like it or not. Hopefully, it levels the playing field, because it's all about the individuals. I like how this is set up so far, but we just got to see. Till next time, guys, be amazing.